So, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, all of his disciples gathered around him, and he began to speak, and he taught them, and he said, "My, what a happy and fortunate and flourishing bunch are the spiritually destitute. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. My, what a happy and fortunate and flourishing bunch are those who mourn. They will be comforted. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are the meek. They will inherit the earth. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, justice. They are going to get their fill. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are the merciful. They are going to receive that same mercy. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are the pure in heart. They will see God. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are the peacemakers. They will be called God's children. How happy and fortunate and flourishing are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. You are happy and fortunate and flourishing when you are reviled and persecuted. And when all kinds of evil is uttered against you falsely on my account, rejoice. Be happy. For great is your reward in heaven. That's the same way they treated the prophets who came before you. You are the salt of the earth. If salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither does one light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. No, they put it on its lampstand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before other people so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, do not think that I've come to abolish the law, the Torah, or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I'm telling you the truth. Until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will disappear from the law until everything has been accomplished. Therefore, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And I'm telling you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So, you've heard it said to those in the ancient times, "Thou shalt not murder." And whoever murders will be subject to judgment. But I'm telling you, anyone who is angry with a brother or a sister will be subject to judgment. Anyone who insults a brother or sister will be subject to the Sanhedrin, the council. Whoever goes around saying hateful things like, you foolish, stupid, idiot, moron, will be subject to hellfire. So, when you are offering your gift at the altar, and it's there that you remember that your brother or your sister has something against you, stop what you're doing, leave your gift there at the altar, and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, your sister, and then come back and offer your gift. Settle quickly with your accuser while you're on the way to court, lest they hand you over to the judge, and the judge hands you over to the guard, and the guard throws you in prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. You've heard that it was said, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I'm telling you, anyone who is looking at a woman with unrestrained desire has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one body part than for your whole body to be cast into hell, right? If your right hand causes you to sin, chop it off. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one body part than to lose your whole self in hell. It was said that if a man wants to divorce his wife, let him really do the paperwork, present her with an official certificate of divorce. But I'm telling you that any man who divorces his wife, except in these cases of rampant unfaithfulness, except in those cases, he is causing her to commit adultery. And then the next person that comes along and marries the divorced woman is brought into the adultery as well. You've heard that it was said to those in the ancient times, thou shalt not swear falsely, but keep the vows you've made to the Lord. But I'm telling you, just don't swear at all. Don't swear by heaven, for it is God's throne. Do not swear by the earth, for it is God's footstool. Do not swear by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Don't swear by your own head, because you have no power to make so much as one hair white or dark. Just let your yes mean yes. Let your no mean no. Anything beyond this comes from evil one. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not put up a resistance against evildoers. But if someone strikes you, slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek. Someone wants to sue you and take your shirt, give them your coat too. If someone wants to force you to walk 1 mile, go 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you. Do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But I'm telling you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain for the righteous and for the unrighteous. If you just love those that already love you back, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors are doing that. And if you show hospitality only to your brothers and your sisters, what more are you doing than anyone else? Even the Gentiles are doing that. Therefore, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Beware of practicing your righteousness in front of other people in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to the needy, don't sound a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do, the pretenders, so that their generosity can be seen and praised by others. I'm telling you the truth, they've already received their reward. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your generosity may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand up in the synagogues and at the street corners and pray so that they may be seen by others. I tell you the truth, they've already received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father there in the secrecy. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Also, when you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles do, the idol worshipers. They think they will be heard because they're using a lot of words. Don't be like them. Because your Father knows what you need before you even ask. Instead, pray like this. Pray with me, church. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Oof. When you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, the pretenders. They mark their faces so that it's clear to everyone that they're fasting. And I tell you the truth, they've already received their reward. When you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will be seen, not by other people, but by your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot consume, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be too. The eye is the lamp of the body, and if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light in you turns to darkness, what a terrible darkness it is. No one can serve two masters. You're either going to hate one and love the other. You're going to be devoted to this one and despise that one. You cannot serve both God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you're going to eat and drink. Don't worry about your body, what you're going to wear. Isn't life more than food and drink? Isn't the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than those birds? Which one of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your lifespan? Now, why do you worry about clothing? Think about the lilies in the field, how they grow. They do not toil or spin, and yet, I'm telling you, even Solomon, in all his riches, all his splendor, all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So don't worry. Don't say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? It's the Gentiles, the idol worshipers that scramble and chase after all these things. All the while, your heavenly Father knows your every need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be given to you as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to bring its own trouble. Today's trouble is enough for today, isn't it? Do not judge so that you will not be judged. Because the judgment you give will be the judgment you get. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you look at the little speck of dust in your neighbor's eye and you don't notice the great big log sticking out of your own eye? How can you say to your neighbor, here, let me help you with the little speck of dust in your eye, all the while there's a great big log sticking out of yours? You pretender. First, take care of that great big log sticking out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to help your neighbor with their eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Don't throw your pearls to the pigs. If you do, they will trample them underfoot. And then they will turn to you and tear you apart. Here's a better way. Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Because everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. For everyone who knocks, the door is open. Which one of you, if your child asks for bread, would give them a stone? Which one of you, if your child asked for fish, would give them a snake? So if you evil people, you know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask? In everything, do for others what you would like them to do for you. This is the whole law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For broad is the gate, And easy is the road that leads to destruction, and plenty of people find it. But the gate is really narrow, and the road is really difficult that leads to life. Life as God created you to live it. So few actually find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but on the inside they are bloodthirsty wolves. You'll know them by their fruit. Grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles. A good tree makes good fruit. A bad tree makes bad fruit. A good tree cannot make bad fruit. A bad tree cannot make good fruit. And every tree that does not bear good fruit is going to be cut down and tossed in the fire. You'll know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. And on that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty things in your name?" And my reply to them will be, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you and all your lawless behavior." So everyone who hears these words of mine that I've been speaking for 20, 25 minutes and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built a house on a really good foundation of rock. Eventually the rain fell and the floods rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it did not fall. Now, whoever hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, it's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains fell, the floods rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and boy, did it fall with a spectacular crash. When Jesus was finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he was teaching them like someone with authority, quite unlike the scribes and the preachers. Church, it is back to school Sunday. This has been your curriculum for being like Jesus. May we never stop learning. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you now thankful for your invitation to us to be followers of your Son, Jesus. By your grace, by your mercy, Father, please bless us to stay close to him, to learn from him what you created us to be. This is our prayer in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. So from Acts 2, when the crowds heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the apostles, what can we do in response to this? And Peter said, repent. There could be a parenthesis there. I think it might be like, if you want to know what repentance looks like, it looks like the Sermon on the Mount. Go make that how you live your lives. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins and for the gift of the Holy Spirit making itself at home within you. This promise, it's for you. It's for your children. It's for everyone near and everyone far away. Everyone that the Lord our God is calling to himself. Come be baptized. If you're here today ready to be baptized, we would love to see you be baptized. If there's anything you need as we stand and sing, please come forward. Let's stand and sing.